It's been almost 3 weeks since the passage of House Bill 2, which prohibits discrimination protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals. It also requires transgender people to use the bathroom of the gender on their birth certificate. Still, nothing prohibits local businesses from having their own policies. One Charlotte transgender woman set out to find where she can and cannot use the restroom since the passage of HB 2. WFAE Sarah D'Elia has more.
The week HB 2 passed the North Carolina General Assembly was a difficult one for the LGBT community, which includes 69-year-old Janice Covington Allison. One immediate question she had was if she could use the ladies' room in local establishments, especially ones she'd often frequented. Before the passage of HB 2, walking into the women's restroom wasn't something she gave a second thought. So she started to ask some questions whenever she was out.
When I go into a restaurant, I don't assume that I can use the ladies' room. So the first thing they ask me is, well, how many is in your party? And I say, you know, one or two, who's ever with me. And I said, but first, I need to know if I need to use the ladies' room while I'm here having dinner, am I able to use the ladies' room?
If the answer to that question is no, she'd leave. If it's yes, she not only stay, but also add the business's name and information to a website she's created called JustAskAndTell.com, which features local businesses that are against HB2. The site started with establishments she went to, but has snowballed into a hodgepodge of local businesses, many of which have contacted her to be on the list.
You know, anywhere from pet salons to nail salons to chiropractors, to even birthing centers, the people, the businesses, you know, want our business. They're against HB2 just like I am. And they're proving it to me by reaching out. I have over 80 businesses on the list and predominantly from Plaza Midwood.
What do you hope is the ultimate takeaway with the website that you've created?
As long as we got HB2 on our shoulders, I'm going to continue to cite. I haven't trashed anybody that was negative to us, you know, using, you know, the restaurant. A couple people that I've talked to were negative, you know, somewhat. They weren't blatant, but, you know, you can kind of read in between the lines. But I haven't trashed them. You know, that's not what we're about. I'm just going to promote the people, the restaurants, the businesses that, you know, accept me and my transgender family.
I've noticed on the website you just have a list of restaurants that are accepting. Mm-hmm. There's not a category of people that have said no. So that doesn't mean that there aren't people that have said no. You're just choosing to only put the people that have said yes.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm not there to, you know, judge them. You know, if they want to make that choice, you know, that's up to them. You know, I can, you know, if you tell me and I walk into your restaurant and I say, you know, is it okay that I use the ladies' room? You say, no, it's not okay that you support HB2. I'm just going to simply say, well, thank you. And I'll be gone, you know, to another place, you know, to have dinner. I just won't spend my money there. You know, if they want to give up that money, you know, from people that come and sit down and eat, that's fine. But, you know, if I'm turned down at a restaurant and other people find out that I've been turned down, what's going to happen is pretty soon that particular business is not going to last because it's going to get the word, it's going to get out. And it's not just going to be from me or gay people or bisexual or lesbian people. There's a lot of straight people out there that are sympathetic and that are our allies.
Are you worried personally for your safety or your well-being with, like, really putting yourself out there even more than you already have?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I've had crosshairs painted on me before. I've had threats. I was attacked one time in San Francisco. I was in Vietnam in 1965. All my life, you know, I've pretty much been in public-type service. And you know, danger, you know, it's been around all my life. I mean, it's okay to be cautious, you know, make sure your eyes in the back of your head are open. But you just can't go through life and be scared because you're you, and you don't have any problem with telling the world that you are you.
Allison adds, as long as HB2 is a law, she wants to see the list grow, and she's open to putting any business on her website that is against HB2, whether they have a Charlotte zip code or are elsewhere in the state. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.